Hi, friends, and welcome to Little Legends, the podcast where we meet real people who change the world by being curious, brave, and just a little bit bold. Let me ask you something. Have you ever asked a question that started with, "What if?" What if humans could fly like birds? What if machines could move like people? What if a painting could look almost alive? Keep that question in your mind while we tell today's story, because one kid asked, "What if?" more than almost anyone in history. This kid painted one of the most famous faces in the world, designed flying machines 400 years before airplanes existed, studied the human body, designed bridges, robots, and even scuba gear, all before Google and all without YouTube tutorials. Today's story is about that kid and how he grew up to become one of the most famous curious minds in history. This is Little Legends, and this is the story of Leonardo da Vinci. Today we travel back more than 500 years to meet him, not as a famous genius, but as a curious kid who just couldn't stop asking why. It's 1452 in a small village in Italy called Vinci. A little boy with bright eyes is crouched beside a stream. He's not playing, he's watching.
"Why does the water swirl like that?"
Leonardo loved nature. He watched birds flap their wings. He studied ants carrying food. He examined leaves, rocks, and clouds. He asked questions all day long. Why do muscles move the way they do? Why do shadows change?
Why do birds stay up in the sky?
Sometimes grown-ups didn't know how to answer him, and sometimes they got tired of the questions. But Leonardo never stopped wondering. As a kid, Leonardo drew nonstop. He didn't just draw faces or houses. He drew plants, animals, and water flowing in rivers. He drew on paper, on walls, anywhere he could. But school? School was hard. Leonardo struggled with reading and spelling. His notebooks were messy, and he had thousands of them. He even wrote backwards, and people needed a mirror to read it. Some believe his famous mirror writing may have been because he was left-handed and it felt natural. Some people thought that meant he wasn't very smart. But Leonardo's brain worked differently. Instead of memorizing facts, he observed the world. Leonardo wanted to understand how everything worked. Sometimes people thought he asked too many questions, but he didn't mind. That made him special. Now here's something important. Leonardo was born out of wedlock. This meant his parents weren't married. In those days, that mattered a lot. He couldn't go to university like other kids. He couldn't become a lawyer or a doctor like other boys from wealthy families. Some doors were closed to him. That might have felt disappointing. Imagine feeling like, "I don't fit in. I'm not good at school. Maybe I'm not enough." Leonardo felt those feelings. But here's the twist. Because he didn't go to traditional school, he spent more time outdoors, exploring, observing, and drawing. Instead of memorizing textbooks, he studied the real world, and that difference became his superpower. When Leonardo was a teenager, his father noticed something important. Leonardo was amazing at art. When Leonardo was about 14 years old, he became an apprentice to a famous artist in Florence named Verrocchio. Still, as a young artist training in Florence, he struggled. He wasn't the fastest painter, he sometimes left projects unfinished, and he was easily distracted by new ideas. But he didn't just paint. In the workshop, he learned to mix paints and sculpt statues. He also studied muscles, bones, plants, and machines. Leonardo realized something brave and powerful. His curiosity and careful observations gave him incredible skill. He wasn't just drawing what he thought things looked like. He was drawing what they actually looked like. That was his turning point. He decided to study everything.
"I can be an artist, an inventor, an engineer, and a scientist."
Here's the heart of Leonardo's story. Leonardo believed that everything was connected. Art connected science connected to nature connected to imagination. When he wanted to understand how birds fly, he didn't just look at them. He studied their wings. He measured them, and he drew detailed sketches. He imagined machines that humans could wear to fly. Leonardo didn't just accept the world as it was. He asked, "How could this be better? How does this really work? What if?" Some of his ideas worked, and some didn't. But Leonardo believed something important. It was okay to try, even if something didn't work right away. His curiosity made his ideas last for hundreds of years. He sketched tanks, robots, parachutes, and flying machines hundreds of years before airplanes existed. Now let's talk about a painting you might know, the Mona Lisa. Leonardo worked on that painting for years. He carried it with him. He kept adjusting the smile, softening the shadows, and blending the colors. He invented a technique called smuffato, which made paintings look soft and realistic, almost like photographs. But here's what's amazing. Leonardo didn't just paint faces. He studied muscles under the skin, how faces move, how smiles change, and how light hits cheeks. He studied emotion. That's why the Mona Lisa's smile feels alive. He mixed art and science together. Leonardo da Vinci reminds us, you don't have to choose just one thing. He was an artist, a scientist, an inventor, an engineer, a musician, and an architect. He teaches us that curiosity connects everything. The same brain that paints can invent. The same questions that study birds can design airplanes. He showed the world that imagination and observation together create magic. Leonardo da Vinci was an extraordinary person. He showed curiosity. He asked endless questions. Creativity. He imagined things no one had seen before. Observation. He paid attention to tiny details. Perseverance. He worked on ideas for years. Courage to think differently. He explored ideas centuries ahead of his time. Those are traits you can practice too. You don't need to be perfect to do amazing things. You just need to stay curious and keep learning. As we wrap up, here are some fun Leonardo facts. He filled more than 7,000 pages with sketches and inventions. He designed a robot knight in the 1400s. He studied human bodies to learn anatomy by doing more than 30 dissections. He loved animals and sometimes bought birds just to set them free. Before we go, let's see if you remember some cool things about Leonardo da Vinci.
In which city did he become an apprentice for a famous artist? Was he left or right-handed? Why could he not go to university?
Imagine being a kid who asks, why does the moon glow? How do fish breathe underwater? What makes a smile mysterious? That's how Leonardo lived every day. Maybe your curiosity feels big. Maybe you ask lots of questions. Maybe your ideas jump around. That's not a weakness. That might be your superpower. This week, try something Leonardo would do. Draw something you see. Take it apart and see how it works. Ask one big question and don't stop wondering. Leonardo teaches us it's okay to wonder. It's okay to imagine. It's okay to mix art and science. Remember the question we asked at the beginning? Have you ever wondered what if? That's exactly how Leonardo da Vinci thought. What if humans could fly? What if machines could move like people? What if art could show real life? Those little what if questions helped him imagine ideas hundreds of years before they existed. Because the world moves forward when someone asks what if.
Before you go, don't forget to keep the adventure going. Head over to littlelegendspodcast.com, where you'll find a collection of complimentary tools designed to bring each episode to life, including fun word searches, engaging activity guides, helpful teacher resources, and even a full homeschool guide. Whether you're learning at home, in the classroom, or just looking for a little extra fun, there's something there for every young legend. Check it out at littlelegendspodcast.com and keep exploring.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Little Legends. We hope you enjoyed learning about this historical figure and their incredible stories. Remember, history is full of inspiring people who change the world in big and small ways. Until next time, keep exploring, asking questions, and imagining what you might do in the future. Stay curious, and we'll see you on the next adventure.